Good morning, it's Mitch Gaynor bringing you the top stories from Glasshouse Country and Millennial News and The Sentinel. In The Sentinel this week, our top story is about a planned road upgrade at Mount Mee, which has been overhauled following months of community pressure, with two historic gum trees now spared from removal. We've got that story. We've also got a story about a Woolmar resident who's expressed concerns about flooding in the new Kilcoy Gemlife development, as well as at the Kilcoy Showgrounds following recent heavy rain. Moreton Bay Council has renewed its push to host rowing events for the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games, with plans linking the proposed venue to new housing and long-term development in the region. This comes after there's a bit of a hoo-ha about whether it should be held up in Rockhampton at all. And another story about a decade of research into Fernvale's past has culminated in the release of a new book offering a rare and detailed look at the stories that have reshaped the town and its surrounding communities. That's called Fernvale Histories, and we have the full story this week. Over in Glasshouse Country and Mullaney News, the long-delayed Mullaney streetscaping project is set to begin after Easter. This project has been in the works for about 4 years. I don't know why it's taken so long. Council haven't really been able to explain either, but tenders are now undergoing probity assessment, and it looks like this will be going ahead in the next month or two. We've also got a story about safety concerns that are growing at Lansborough's busy railway crossing. It's a five ways there where traffic banks up whenever a train goes past, especially around school time. It's particularly dangerous. So we're just looking at there at possible upgrades and changes to the roads there. Meanwhile, Sunshine Coast Council is facing a $13 million budget deficit driven by slower development and rising costs. And in sports, we've got a story about a 15-year-old who's made national headlines smashing Australian powerlifting records in her first competition. So we talked to the family there about her achievements. Plenty of stories across Glasshouse and The Sentinel. Pick up a copy this week, and I'll see you next week. You're listening to 101.5.